Since we've had a great deal of hail in the area, there are many concerns about the other consequences from this hail. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. I deliver unbiased research-based information to you for you to apply on your farm. One of the concerns with hailed corn is the open wounds. These open wounds are a great place for diseases to enter the plant. And one disease that I think of in this situation for our area is Goss's wilt. This disease was first confirmed in 1969 near Lexington, Nebraska, and is now extended to many other parts of Nebraska, Kansas, and other surrounding states. Generally, the most severe Goss's wilt symptoms are found in irrigated, no-till, continuous corn fields. However, it can be found in dry land fields that have corn following corn in a wet environment. This is because the pathogen overwinters on the soil surface in infested corn residue, and that serves as the primary source for future infections. Research results indicate that the Goss's wilt bacteria can survive on all parts of an infested corn plant, including the roots, the stems, and the leaves, for about 10 months. Then, when there's an open wound on a corn plant, that pathogen is right there on the soil surface and can move right into the open wounds that we had from this hail. Goss's wilt symptoms are actually two major sets of symptoms, which include a systemic wilt and a bacterial leaf blight. The most commonly seen symptoms are a leaf blight, and they appear as a gray to light yellow lesions with kind of wavy margins on them. Those lesions are also very long and thin because they follow the veins of the leaf. Prior to the yellow lesions developing, you may notice water-soaked streaks appear on those leaves. You can also find shiny patches that will show up on the leaf surface. This is the bacterial exudate that comes out of those lesions and dries on the leaf surface. This is most notable when you have some sunlight and see those shiny patches. Now, you may also hear about the systemic wilt stage of Goss's wilt. To see these symptoms, you should slice the plant stem and look for discolored or brown colored spots on that stem. These colored spots are where the water and nutrients flow up and down through the plant. The presence of these dark colored areas indicates that the vascular bundles, or the xylem and phloem, are actually plugged from the Goss's wilt bacteria. Fungicide applications are not helpful in controlling this disease because it's spread by bacteria, not by a fungus. Your best bet for controlling Goss's wilt is in a preventative way with resistant corn hybrids. However, some of these hybrids with tolerance to disease will actually still show some Goss's wilt symptoms. Since bacteria lives in the corn residue, the crop rotation and tillage may also help lessen the chances of future infections. Now, I have a publication outlining all of this information about Goss's wilt from the University of Nebraska posted on the K-State Sunflower District Agronomy webpage at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. I also posted it on our Facebook page at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy. If you have any questions, you can contact me, Jeannie Falk Jones, at the K-State Experiment Station in Colby or at the Extension offices in Goodland, St. Francis, or Sharon Springs.